The new Yankee Stadium in the Bronx is more than halfway finished. It's expected to be ready on schedule by opening day of 2009. But the surrounding neighborhood is not seeing all the benefits that were supposed to come, even while residents are contending with construction noise. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has more.
Private enterprise moves faster than government. Nowhere is that axiom truer than in the Bronx, where it will take just 2.5 years for the Yankees to build a new stadium. Steel girders and tall white walls have enclosed what used to be a city park, a testament to what the profit motive can accomplish. But that's not what Joyce Hoagie sees.
If you look at here, this was our running track, our soccer field, and a baseball field, and our bleachers.
Hoagie lives a few blocks away. She opposed the stadium because it is being built on parkland. The city promised to create just as much open space elsewhere, but the replacement parks are already behind schedule, and critics say they will be inferior in size and quality anyway. When the ballpark was approved back in 2006, city councilors and the Yankees made a bunch of other promises called a community benefits agreement. The Yankees have, from all appearances, held up their end of the bargain. Hoagie says the elected officials have not.
They're the ones that drag their feet. That community benefits agreement was supposed to have been in place the first year that they broke ground on this stadium.
There was going to be a construction advisory committee made up of community organizers to oversee the stadium's construction. It would make sure the Yankees were hitting their hiring targets for minorities, women, and local residents. Now it looks as if the stadium will almost be finished by the time the committee gets formed. The Yankees also promised to donate $800,000 a year to a fund that would be distributed specifically to Bronx nonprofit organizations. Yankees president Randy Levine says he was all ready to donate the money, but
Bronx elected officials took a little longer than we would have hoped for in actually putting the foundation together. In other words, making it legal to receive money.
So the Yankees put the money in escrow until the fund got established earlier this winter. The long delay has disappointed activists, such as Yolanda Gonzalez of Dos Cadamos, who were looking forward to receiving some of that money.
It's sad to see that the community still has to linger and wait in order to get what it rightfully deserves.
Bronx officials lost a few months because the lawyer organizing the fund, Michael Drezin, mistakenly told the IRS that it would be a nonprofit organization. The application was rejected, and Drezin had to revise it to reflect the fact that the fund would be a private foundation, receiving all of its money from one source, the New York Yankees.
Now, what I did in preparing that application is rely upon the advice of an accountant. And it seems that many accountants don't really realize the distinction between a public charity and a private foundation.
City Councilor Maria del Carmen Arroyo, whose district includes the stadium, says delays are understandable.
It is the first of its kind agreement. It is work in progress, and we're learning some lessons.
Except that it wasn't the first community benefits agreement. They started more than 10 years ago in Los Angeles. In fact, there are national organizations that could have helped advise the Bronx on how to put one together. One of the first pieces of advice, according to Bettina Damiani of Good Jobs New York, would have been to get community groups involved from the very beginning instead of relying on elected officials.
There would have been a level of accountability, and the people that really need access to these resources and represent the people on the ground that need these resources could have helped move the process forward.
Michael Drezin, the lawyer, says the foundation made its first grant last month, $50,000 to a CUNY scholarship fund. Other grants will have to wait until the board writes funding criteria. The replacement parks are now scheduled to be completed by the end of 2011. By that point, the Yankees will have completed their third season in their new home. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.